Thank you for freeing me, little one.
Ah, crap.
I'll eat you first.
No.
Cry at all.
No, and you just run back out the door.
The demon's here.
And the demon's like, wait, what? No.
I woke up the demon. I didn't mean to wake it up, but I did.
I'm mad everyone's dead. I'm mad the spice was not real. I'm mad that this was not a fun, joyous adventure, that we came into one scary thing into another scary thing. I'm mad at all of it. I just want a vacation again. I want to hit these, and I go in, the use of power of Eldath, and like a giant like anime slash just like goes like right through.
I'm like leaning on my spear and like, you all know how to have an adventure, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you didn't betray us or have like a tragic backstory.
Well, we don't know that.
You
might have tragic backstory.
Cool.
Do you have a tragic backstory?
Oh, yeah.
After all my experiences in my life, after taking a devoted service towards our Earth and towards making sure that the good is done for this Earth, I see now that you all take that in stride.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to trip with me sometime, I got some good shit.
I'm down.
Yeah. What the fuck was your trip about? You just kept saying, I'm red, over and over and over again. And all of us were like, okay, bud, yeah, you're red. And you, like, wouldn't... That was it.
I just stand by it. That's the color that I am spiritually.
What the fuck, you didn't believe in spirituality.
I don't believe in organized religion.
But unorganized religion, you're fine with.
I'm not gonna... Kangor, just focus on flying.
Can't talk to you like that.
Let alone explain the weird concept.
He's actually of the exact same intelligence now as he is his Kangor, so.
Well, except I don't speak bird.
Ah, I see. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Hey, Kangor, why don't you roll me a d20 to see what the weather's like?
Oh.
Kaka.
Shit. Get out.
I'm going to guess that was an 18.
Well, you asked, DM.
So 19, I rolled 19.
I was so close. I speak
better. Yeah, no. Perfect skies. Only a few cumulus clouds, that's about it.
Fluffy.
Ooh, that's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Gah.
I honestly am feeling a lot better.
About?
Everything.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like this side quest was really refreshing. I feel like we got back to our roots, and I feel like we can handle anything.
Man, those mushrooms did a lot of work, huh? That's crazy.
I haven't had any serotonin in a long time.
I see.
Gourd for us.
I'm going to push Craggle off the eagle.
Kaka kaka.
Okay, I mean, I fell off. What are you going to do? I'm falling.
I assume Kangaroo's
going to
catch him.
You're going to be red!
He's just going to be red.
Yeah, Kangaroo will save him.
All right. Give me a... athletics check.
Uh-oh. It's a one.
Oh,
it's a one.
No.
Not one. Yep.
Kangor, you didn't even notice Craggles fell off.
Okay, I'm going to sex whip him.
God.
Okay. Make it a grapple attack.
Okay. 18.
Ooh.
Do you want to try to fight it?
Do I want to try to fight being saved? No.
Okay.
Why would you even ask me that? Not that I even have control over, really.
Then yes, your sex whip, that hand reaches out and slaps Craggle directly on the back. And the stickiness gets it as it just kind of like rubber He boings back on top of the back of Kangor, the giant eagle.
See, it was like a bungee jump.
Like bungee jumping. Does anybody else want to try?
Are you strong enough to hold it up?
I mean, probably not.
Ka.
Then no. Do you want to hold it in your mouth, Kangor?
Ka, ka.
Okay. I'm going to stick it to me.
Da.
Okay.
Boy.
And then I'm gonna put it in Kangor's mouth.
Ka, 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 ka.
And then I'm going to jump.
Ka.
Ka, ka, ka. All right, Kangor, give me a strength check.
Ah, ka, ka.
There's two.
We're playing with death now.
The whip slips out of Kangor's mouth.
I will dive after, dive after her.
All right,
dive after her. It gets like a slight
boing. Whoop! Oh. All right, go ahead and give me another athletics check to see if you can catch on.
Okay. That's a 9 plus whatever a bird has. Probably a 2.
Throw away that dice.
That's your no dice.
Yeah.
I put mine away. It was not good to me. I don't use that one anymore.
Yeah, not me either after the alien ship.
Right. Who would have thought a dice with no 20 on it would roll poorly?
Plus 3, so it's 12. 12. I got a 12.
Yes, you are just able to catch Oddthrill as they are about to land in a bunch of conifer trees, and you snatch them up just before being plunged on top of them. And for the rest of the ride, Oddthrill is in your left claw.
It was fine. I had it. I would not have jumped if I didn't have a plan.
Ka, ka.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't planning on doing anything. You're perfectly capable of getting yourself out of a falling situation. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Oh, ka. Ka, 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 ka?
Yeah.
All right, I'll drop. I'll throw them.
Oh, no. What? What is this?
Oh, I'm gonna cast polymorph on myself.
Okay.
I'm also gonna be a giant eagle.
Okay.
You son of a bitch. But to everyone else, ka 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 ka
ka ka ka ka.
You just
run, 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 run.
Oh, hey, Evan, answer Craggle's high question. When birds are tweeting, do they understand each other, or are they just going, ah, rah, 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 rah?
You both technically do speak avian, so.
Cool.
There you go.
There you have it.
Ouch.
So, after about a day's travel, you finally land again outside of Vega. And again, like we had talked about before, the outside edges are the most wealthy usually stay, where it gets poorer and poorer as you get deeper into the city.
So funny, because it's the opposite of most cities.
That's probably correct. Why they did it.
Well, I think the closer you are to the tower, the worse off you are.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, well, we're headed straight for the middle, baby.
Do we need to stop and talk to anyone or get any supplies before we jump in a fucking mirror?
I mean, you know.
Also, we're breaking in because you're not supposed to go in.
True. So. Yeah, that is true.
Oh, should we go turn in the banknote?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Should we stop by that tavern?
And
talk to that guy?
Pumpkaboo got pissed when Craggle went off the map.
Right.
So. Oh, but Pumpkaboo doesn't really have any way of contacting. Oh, yes, she does. I was like, but her assistant is dead. Rest in peace. Yeah. So she can't. Anyway, I'm just saying that if we go in there, we're going to get a Pumpkaboo and probably Scarlet pissed off.
Hala and Jacob were the
Oh, the
twin half-elves.
Dimension people?
In the Razor Factory.
Yeah. Well, I guess we've got to pop in there anyway because we told them that if anyone came by asking for us to give it to them. So
you
might want to check to see if anyone wanted to talk to us, I guess.
Did we need to lay out down any groundwork for Scarlet before we hop into the unknown?
I don't think so.
I mean, like, that is, like, our next thing. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, we go in there and somehow we're given some clue as to how to do that. I don't know why the mirror would do that or why Craggle's parents would know that, but...
Okay, so, great.
Rescue Craggle's parents.
Yeah.
Yes, well, let's go to the bar first.
Okay.
Yeah. Jason's alive. Yeah.
All right, you'll head back to the Razor Factory. And as you do, walk in, of course, Jacob and Kala are there. Welcome back, Craggle. You look so glowy.
Is it red?
You know what? I was just about to say that. Yes, you look so red.
Boom. It's the pumpkin spice.
I think I'm blue. I didn't ask you this when I was a bird. Am I blue, Craggle?
You're like teal.
Oh.
Like a lake.
Like a lake.
Nice.
I mean, if you're just assigning colors, Craggle, go ahead.
I'm not assigning anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm seeing.
What's my color?
Yeah, wait, Craggle. Let's say Odd Thrill's color at the same time. See if we both pick the same one. Okay?
All right.
I cross my arms and I look at both of them intently.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Green.
Yellow. We're close.
Yeah, close.
Green is close. Yellow's in there.
Yeah, that's close.
Let's split the difference. Close. Like a lime green.
Lime green. You're a lime green.
A very faint, like a lichen.
Like a lichen.
Okay, let's do top part. Ready?
Wait. I'm not ready.
Okay.
Now I'm ready.
Look at top card intently.
Okay, I know it now. I know it.
Okay, yeah.
I got this.
Too.
I'm gonna go too. Okay.
Oh shit! Right.
Everyone on three.
Mm-hmm. And then if we mix them at the end, it'll just be brown.
Wait.
Great. Perfect.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Is it 1, 2, 3 color or is it 1, 2 color?
1, 2, 3 color.
1, 2, 3 color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
1, 2, 3
purple.
Well, yes. The purples have it, and I snap my fingers, and my eyes change from being blank gold, and they're like a nice sort of purple, you know, like that alcohol is. What is it? Mystique? What is it? What's the purple stuff? Anyway.
What?
Huh? It's fine. They're a palish purple.
Oh.
Oh, people do have auras, Craggle.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I think we're really in tune with each other.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No. And you know what that means is that my mushroom trip was right.
Whoa, were all of our mushroom trips correct?
Oh, what was your mushroom trip, Kengor?
Well, mine was.
I was stuck in a ditch.
Well, that's where
you
we
were
found
dirty
you
when you got
I
back.
I think you were legitimately in a ditch. So
then it was real.
Well, the other thing is that maybe they were like magic mushrooms, you know, that they kind of like you
told the future.
No. I just mean like you may have manifested that thing.
Like visions of the future.
No, like because you thought it, then it became real.
Like the future. That's
no,
the
future. It isn't. That's not the future at all.
Self-actualization. No. Top card.
You don't know what self-actualization is, Kangor.
You don't know what it is.
That all sounds very much like.
Oh right. I forgot.
Oh hi.
You're still standing
the
here.
The conscious trying to talk to the consciousness.
Boom. Mm-hmm. That's
the sleeping mind versus the waking mind.
Where you find
someone else who is well read. I like that.
Hey, did you get any messages for us or anything while we were gone?
Let me see here. I've got one.
Oh.
I've got one from somebody who claims to be an envoy of the one-armed bandit.
Give me that. I grab it.
Okay. You take it?
What does it say? Yeah, what does it say?
It says, I'll meet you at the spot at the designated time we always meet.
Meet me at our spot.
Take a ride. Take a dive. I don't know what the lyrics are.
Maybe we can take the 405.
Okay, well, Craggle's going to read that, and then... All right, we'll do whatever we were going to do. I got to think about this for just a minute.
Unfortunately, I don't have any other messages for the rest of you, but I can make good drinks. Is there anything you'd like? I've got some pumpkin spice from Pumpkin, if you'd like some of that.
Oh, I'm totally sick. We actually just came from Pumpkin.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Eventful.
You know, I actually didn't have any pumpkin spice the whole time, so I would, I'll have some, for sure.
Sure. And go ahead and I'll make you a pumpkin spice vodka cranberry.
That sounds disgusting. Thank you. You could have just...
It's like a Washington apple, but with pumpkin.
You could have just said a pumpkin spice martini and just left it up to anyone else. You didn't have to do this.
Ooh, or a pumpkin spice...
You know what?
White Russian.
They'll make you a pumpkin spice hot toddy.
Oh, that actually sounds nice. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Anything else for you? Flat water for you, Kangor?
Oh, yeah, flat.
Okay.
Extra flat.
They'll just make a glass of flat water for you and then pour it a couple times from glass to glass and go, there you go, extra flat.
Wow, that is extra flat. That's good service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll take a cider. Can we go sit down and, like, talk, like, make a game plan just real fast?
Sure. Regular corner it is. And they'll whirl down the corner for you all to sit down. And your drinks. Anything for, Craggle?
Just a big beer.
32-ounce beer, you go.
Oh, my God.
So big.
Big beer.
It's our new hazy
ice. All right, so...
Ugh, gross. Can you imagine drinking 32 ounces of just...
hazy?
I've seen it happen.
Yuck.
You look like you're having a thought there, Oddthrill. What's the deal?
Well, I just want to make sure. Like, I can't help but think that our dad is in there. And Craggle's parents are in there. So there's a possibility that we won't come back. And I feel like there's stuff that we should do before we leave. And then there's the possibility that we'll never be here again.
Do you mean we'll never be here as in we're going to be... Like, as we're not going to get out of the mirror, or that we're just going to end up going somewhere else and wanting to stay there?
Well, I don't know what plane it goes to. I don't know what pocket dimension if it's the Feywilds and we get trapped there, like, what... People are trapped there, obviously. And who's to say that's not going to happen to us?
Well...
Ooh. Kangor raises his hand.
Yes, Kangor.
We tie a rope around our waist... And then when we go in, someone can pull us out.
Who's going to pull us
out? Yeah, well, then we got to figure out someone to stay behind, which doesn't seem bad. Seems not a good idea.
Craggle, one of your friends that live here, can stay behind.
Keep watch in the watchtower? That's actually not a bad
idea. Well,
here
we go, folks. I'm about to blow everyone's minds wide open right now. We have a very powerful high-level cleric in our party.
Who?
Hi, that's me. I can do interplanar dimension.
Yeah.
You can?
Yes. We've never done that because it's very dangerous, but if we're stuck on another plane and we need to get back here,
that's our rope.
Then we're fine.
Yes, but we do need the ingredients for that, right?
Yeah. So we need to go supply shopping. We need to turn in the banknote, probably in the other order.
Yeah.
I need to restock on diamonds.
Man, you were just saying that you felt culturally reset, and you're like, I'm really stressed out about us going into the mirror and never coming back. It's been like 24 hours.
Honestly, I think that it's the city.
That's a weird city, yeah.
That didn't blow my mind wide open, but it was good news.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, sorry, Craggle, you weren't
I'll snap you into another dimension right now.
I thought you didn't have the materials.
Oh, but I can...
I'm in another dimension right now.
That's true.
Which one?
I can banish you, though, so...
Now, wouldn't that just move me 10 feet that way over there to the bar?
That's back to your home dimension, yeah.
All right, because we're inside the place.
Hey, that's great to remember if we're stuck in here.
No, I mean, it banishes you to a different dimension, and after a minute, you come back to your home dimension.
No, it banishes you to your home dimension. What? And if you don't come back in that time, don't argue with me. I have this spell. It banishes that creature to their home dimension. And if they don't come back within a minute, they're stuck in their home dimension.
Hold on, I'm reading.
Go ahead. I'm the one who studied this as a child, remember?
If the target is native to the plane of existence you're on, you banish the target to a harmless demiplane.
Yeah, we're in
we're not in this one right now.
That's what the whole bar is. It's different dimensions.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that we were in a dimension bar.
Yeah.
There you go.
So your bar is lovely. It's the aesthetic.
Is he still on the table with us?
I hope he's in the other dimension right now.
Right over there. It's fine.
Oh, Adro, banish me, and then let's test it. Banish me and see if I just go outside.
I just banish him. I snap my fingers and banish him. Last time we banished Kangor, he thought he died.
That's true.
We banished Kangor and he's gone.
Where'd I go?
Is he just gone? Is not in the bar even?
This is where, oh my god, this is where we find out that Kangor is like, his home dimension is the Abyss or the Shadowfell or some crazy shit.
If I'm outside, I'll try to walk into the bar.
Yes, actually, you're banished just outside the bar.
Nice. I walk in. Whoa! Cool.
How did you get out there? You were up there.
Magic.
He slipped and fell.
Slipped and fell? Oh, that is a terrible thing. That'll cause some problems with Osha.
We'll keep it between us if you get us around on you.
Okay, yeah. Four Midas touches.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. Are we partying too hard?
I think we have errands to run.
Well, I mean, a single Midas touch isn't going to fucking ruin our days. It's just going to make everything look a little gold for a while.
What about that plus a 32-ounce hazy IPA?
You're not going to drink that whole thing.
You're right.
32 ounces.
This doesn't
You're 32
my body.
Ounces, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get supplies. We need to do the banknote. Anything else?
I think we can find the one-armed bandit.
What?
I think I know where the one-armed bandit is, and I think it's Jason.
Okay, do we need to find the one-armed bandit?
Could be fun for me. I don't really care if you're into it.
I see.
Can I buy a magical item with some money?
Yeah, what are you looking to get?
Is this my saving throws suck balls?
Excuse me?
Suck balls.
My saving throws suck balls.
It's just every time you say something that we would say. It.
Who taught you to say suck balls? Who taught you that?
You did. I learned it from you.
Probably Top Card, if I had to guess.
I resent that. How dare you?
I heard.
He learned it from you.
I heard Top Card say that. I was like, whoa.
It sucked.
I'm going to sit here and focus on planar dimension so that I can have it ready for tomorrow.
So what you're saying is that you need a ring or something, Kangor, so you suck less balls?
Yeah, because I know I'm pretty susceptible to being mind controlled.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yes, that was pretty apparent. So I would no longer like to be mind controlled because I could kill all of you, I think, pretty easy.
You have to find me first.
I don't think you could. But I don't think you could kill me pretty easy. You could kill me for sure, for sure. But I'd put up a fight.
Yes, yes. But I would, if I like mind controlled and then crit one of you, it would do so much damage.
That's true. You might one hit kill, really any of us.
Yes, because at level 13, I just got another dice for.
Oh my fucking
attacks.
God! Is that true?
Wow. Yeah. Level 13 sounds pretty cool. Can't wait till I get there.
You know, Craggle, if you studied a little harder, maybe you would be at the same level as the rest of us, okay?
Maybe I shouldn't finish this beer.
So, yeah, there could be a magical thing that can help with.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go magic item shopping. We'll get some health potions, probably.
Yeah? We haven't gone shopping in a long time.
That's true. We haven't gone shopping in at least a minute.
So, we have now finished off our drinks, and you all head out of the Razor Factory, and you decide, okay, what's the best place to go shopping at? Craggle, give me a history check.
What is the best place to go shopping, Craggle?
Okay, a history, a 5.
Craggle, you remember there is a market that is just a little bit further past the tower that everyone goes to. It's the most popular place. You also remember that there is also a black market somewhere, but you can't remember where it's at.
So are we looking for a normal market or a illicit market?
Well, we need magic items.
Normal.
Normal market. Great. We can. I know where that one is. We can go. It's over here, past
hey,
the tower.
Craggle.
Yeah?
Are things going to be cheaper at the illicit market?
I don't know. Maybe, but well, I also don't remember where it is, so.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
We could ask a random, that old guy that hangs out around the tower.
I'm not, no.
I mean, we could just fucking ask a thief or something, right? There's plenty of those around here.
I mean, yeah, if we find one.
Throw a stone.
I do that.
All right, you throw a stone. You hear, oh, who threw that stone?
Are you a thief?
Yes, I'm a thief. Who are you, the one who threw that stone at me?
Why would you just shout that? Yeah, I'm a thief. What do you want?
I said, oh, why did he shout it? I don't know.
Okay, we'll go over.
My name is McMurders. I go ahead and I say whatever I want because nobody fuck with me. Now, who threw that stone?
Did you say your name was McMurders?
Yes, I come up with it by myself.
I see.
Cool.
Is it because you do McMurders?
Yes, I do murders at very cheap prices. McMurders.
Cool.
Is your name Mick?
That was my birth name of Michael.
I see.
Can I get a double McMurder?
Michael Murders.
I'm joking. I'm making
absolutely
a
no notes. This is great. That's a great name.
Can we go to the normal market? We just need normal things.
Wait. No, you can be quiet. Somebody want to pay me for double murders? I want that. Yes.
It was a joke. I did not want to pay you for a double murder. I just found your name very, very intriguing.
Aw.
Hey, do you know where we can buy magic items? Like, powerful magic items?
Well, there is the big shopping center down near the duck pond. I mean, if you got the cash for the really good stuff, but not so legal stuff, there's the underground market.
Yeah, where would that be?
Underground down. In the sewers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where the law can't get
well,
you.
Well, thanks.
Bing, bing, bing,
it's actually
bing,
in the
bing,
town
bing,
charter.
Bing, bing,
it's illegal for cops to go down in the sewers. It's considered completely lawless. It's unincorporated. Nobody can prosecute you for anything down there. That's where I commit most murders.
Sure. Speaking of which, I saw the guy that threw the stone at you. It's that guy right over there.
Oh, okay. Hey, you! Why you throw a stone at me?
Let's go.
I like Michael Murders.
Thanks, Mike Murders.
I hope he's a recurring character.
I'd like to see that NPC again.
I want to see his arc.
I really hope he doesn't go the way of Carmichael.
We are 100% doing a one shot. That's one of where like McMurder's band of men, or we're trying to escape McMurder murdering us. You know, one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
We had the flesh Jason. We had Michael Murders. We need Freddy Krueger and Leatherface still. So
no Chucky
and Pinhead, obviously. Come on.
Or Chucky. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Well, I was gonna say it's more of like the doll from Tales of Terror.
Nice.
Which market are we going to?
Normal one. I think.
Let's start with the normal one.
Yeah.
And then if we can't find what we need, we can go underground.
Yeah, it's like when you start at Fred Meyer and then you go to Trader Joe's if you need something.
Exactly.
Welcome to The Ugly Radio on the Podmoth Network, a lo-fi sci-fi audio theater anthology series made for late nights and strong drinks. Join us monthly as we broadcast a pirate signal across time and space, featuring stories, songs, and frequencies from a rotating list of voice actors, writers, storytellers, and musicians. If you're looking for high-quality science fiction, skin-crawling horror, and other genre fiction, listen to The Ugly Radio on the Podmoth Network, now available wherever you get your podcasts. The Ugly Radio. See you in the void.
So you head to the big market. It just says Trader's Market, and it's a large three-story building. And you can see it's like the size of a football field, three stories up.
Whoa.
So you all go inside, and you can see that there are roughly about 127 shops in here.
Roughly?
I think it'd take us about that many hours, too.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shops. There's clothiers, armorers, wandsmiths, general stores. There's a giant duck pond in the center.
Cool.
Ooh, I want to go to the duck pond.
Okay. You head over to the duck pond, and you can see that there's a bunch of people feeding the ducks. Most of them are feeding them some feed that they have out of the feeders that are there. A couple others you can see are feeding leftover bread.
Oh no, stop doing that.
And there's another
point and say, stop doing that.
Old man that just seems to be flicking some kind of discs at them.
Discs?
Yeah, little white discs. About the size of like a quarter. Maybe a dime.
Oh, are they like communion wafers?
Is there like a place to buy feed to feed the ducks?
It's free.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like at a zoo where you just like ching ching and you turn the little turnstile and it pours them into your hand.
Yep. And you can see that it says all by donation by the Carmarell family.
Okay. Should we split up or do we go together?
I think that we can probably find most of the things we need in the same place, so we should stick together.
Okay. I'll feed the ducks and then we can go.
Okay.
All right. So for about 5 minutes, feed the ducks.
Make a strength throw.
Give me a charisma throw.
Charisma.
Oh, to see if the ducks like you.
8.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, the ducks don't really like you so much, Gengar.
14.
Oh, they kind of like Atro. Which shop do you want to go to first?
The magic shop.
Okay, you go into Big B's Big Magical Sales.
Big B's.
And you get up, and there's an old man at the counter. Same old man that you saw that was feeding those little white discs to the ducks, and goes, "Oh, hello! Nice to see you again."
Old man.
Yes, orc man.
I need a magical item to protect my mind from magic and also other harmful things. Do you have such a thing?
Yeah, I have just a thing for you. Hold up. And he'll run into the back, and he'll come back with a helm, a big heavy helm. Like, this is a helm of mind shielding.
Ooh.
And you can definitely buy it off of me. I got it on pawn, so they never came back for it.
Nice.
Is that from that company?
Oh, it's a witch tech product.
Yeah, witch tech.
What does it do exactly?
Well, let's say if life was like something where you had to roll dice. If you were to have a chance of being, say, mind controlled or something like that, it would give you the ability to re-roll that die.
Oh.
In case it does. So you would have an additional re-roll.
Once per day, perhaps?
Correct, yeah.
Great. Just on mind control stuff or on any...
It works like on anything trying to invade your brain. So if there was something that was like trying to talk to you telepathically or trying to mind control you or...
Nice. That's vague enough that it works. That would work.
Hey, we've met this guy before, haven't we? Jimmy Stewart? We've met this guy before.
Yeah, I remember you guys gave me some gold, and I went and fed the ducks.
Oh,
so wait, but that's free.
Yeah,
no, to buy stuff to feed the ducks.
Is this the old guy that we talked to?
Is this the grave guy? The janitor?
Wait,
was that him?
The janitor.
Yeah, which guy is this? Is this the Jimmy Stewart by the tower or the old guy by the graveyard?
Yeah, we met at the tower. I remember.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You fed the ducks antacid tablets?
Well, because they were eating bread and they were going to explode or whatever.
No, those were just for him and his digestive problems.
See. I'm sure there are duck antacids you could give.
I think those make them explode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But if they're duck specific.
I don't know about that.
It's good to meet y'all. My name's Bigsby Eisenhart.
All right, Bigsby, I'll take the helm.
Did I bother writing that down?
Bigsby, one helm of protective mind shielding, please.
Okay, that'll be 3,000 gold.
Do we have that much?
Oh, we didn't go to the bank.
No, we did not go to the bank.
We should probably go to the bank.
Well, we don't have any money, so lay away.
I need more money than I thought.
But also, that's really expensive.
How much was it? 30,000?
But it protects his mind.
30,000? Hey, I think we should go to the sewers.
I agree.
I think he just said three.
Oh.
He said three.
Oh, my God.
Do we have three?
Yeah, we have three. I thought he said 30. Oh. And I was like, what the fuck?
The same price as Craggle's farm?
Yeah, it's the same. It's real good.
No, we have 19,000 on us right now. So yes, we have the money. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, no, we have that money. I can't understand this guy's accent. Where the fuck is this guy from anyway?
I was born and raised in Rax. And then I got
no.
I don't get to tell my life story.
They vetoed your life story. Sorry, old man.
No. You did not get that accent in Rax. Where did you get that accent?
Oh, from my parents, of course.
Where were your parents from?
Well, one was from Rax, and the other one was from Leia the Menthro.
The elf place?
Sure.
The dwarf place?
Oh, is that what elves sound elf? Like?
Do all elves sound like? Ailem is the elf place.
Yeah, you see, you guys were making fun of me.
The thief town.
Oh, that place where the elves live? There is canonically a fucking town that's mostly elves, you son of a bitch.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Oh, all right. Hooray. I have made a sale today.
I put it on. Do I have to attune to it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. Okay.
Looking around this shop, does he have components or is it just like physical items?
He does have components. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for a diamond, but I also need powdered diamond and opal dust.
Oh, I've got diamonds and I do have some diamond dust. I don't have opal dust though.
Do you know anyone around here who would? A different magic shop? I know that that's kind of a faux pas, but if you don't have it here.
Well, do you have, is there a jewelry shop?
Yeah, there's Marie's over four shops down.
Great.
She's real sweet.
Oh, I forgot. I also need mercury and phosphorus. But
oh, I do have those as well.
Okay, but add that to my pile.
Okay. I would be glad to.
Now, I have a weird one for you. I am looking for a gold skull.
Gold skull. Like a skull made of gold or a skull plated in gold?
Either is fine.
I don't have either of those things.
Okay, then why did you give me the... Okay, yeah.
But Crazy Esther's might have them. They have a bunch of weird stuff there.
That's my kind of shop. We must go to Crazy Esther's. Great, okay. Craggle, any magic items?
No.
I forgot. I have so much more. I was not looking at my list. Do you have a dowsing rod?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a dowsing rod, sure.
Great, put that on the pile.
All right, smack.
And then are we going to a weapons shop? Because the other thing that I need is weapons.
Yeah, I assume that weapons are not his thing here.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything that you're trying in particular to get rid of? Anything that's on clearance or special?
Yeah, I got a bunch of cursed items that I looted off the bodies outside in Alphaham, so if you want some of those.
That's actually fascinating. Could you give me just like a couple, like, give me the fun ones, like the really fucked up ones. Just tell me what they are.
So there's one that gives you the abilities of a wolf, you know? It gives you, like, blind sense, and so you can also hear really well and smell really good, right? But then you also turn into a werewolf.
That one's pretty on the nose. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then there's another one here that will give you a one-time revivification of the dead.
But
you have to sacrifice a baby in order to have it work.
A baby what?
A human baby?
It has to be some kind of baby that would live at least up to 70 years.
Oh.
A humanoid or
a turtle.
Can't be an orc.
Do orcs not live to be 70?
No, we die around 50.
Well, yeah, but that's your average life.
Take good care of
yourself. Listen. I don't want to be racist.
It's all about diet. So maybe if you had a better diet, son, you could live past 50.
He only eats vegetables.
Oh, then you'll live well. Long time.
Well, I also want to say that, like, an average lifespan is normally, like, fixed by how many die young, right? So if you're, like, killed by an axe at 20, that still counts as, like, towards your people's average lifespan. So you guys might live much...
What's child mortality rate like for orcs?
I don't know if we keep track of that.
I'm just saying that orcs might live a very long time. There might be like some really old orcs out there, but we don't know that because you are a battle-weary race.
Maybe. Yeah, usually around 50 when we can't fight anymore, we just like kill ourselves or we sacrifice ourselves to the tribe, so.
Okay.
Well, that's your prerogative.
Do you plan on doing that?
No, I'm not in the tribe anymore.
Nice.
Grim. Okay.
Oh, I got one more thing here. I got a rod of imaginable power, and it gives you the abilities to cast ninth level spells.
But?
But it has to be powered by the person that you love most. Their death. So you have to kill whoever it is you love most in order to cast a spell. It works the same way like the revocation ring, but that one didn't matter how much you love them or not.
Oh, how much is that one? How much is that
one? I can give that one to you for a paltry 5,000.
Maybe.
What did it cost?
Everything. And what about for the revocation one? How much is that?
Oh, I'll give you that one for 3,000.
Top card.
I want both of them. Yeah?
Oh my god.
What?
Excuse me, Cat Lord, did you just hear that? Did you hear what she said? Who do you love most in this world?
I'm not planning on using it.
Okay, all right.
You don't use cursed objects for yourself. You hand off cursed objects to someone that you don't like. That's what cursed objects are for.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't understand what the hell was going on.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the thing about these cursed objects is that you have to tell them how they work or else they won't work.
Is that true?
What are you talking about?
Never heard of that.
You think people get, like, entrapped by cursed objects?
Yeah, that's exactly why they're cursed objects. Hello, remember when I got, when I fucking got connected to that stupid big diamond thing that sucked my soul out? It turned me evil for a while. It's not like it told me that off the top. The curse still works. That's how curses work.
So wait, I'm sorry. So if you use it kills the person you love most, or do you have to kill them and then it works? Same with the baby. Do you have to kill the baby first and then it works?
Or does it just kill a baby?
Do it for you.
No. You have to sacrifice it in order for it to work.
On both of those.
Yeah.
So it won't even work if you don't.
I want
do
them.
It.
Here's your 8,000 gold.
So is this a nothing object unless you kill the one you love or a baby?
So that's 11,000 right at the moment. Plus with the other items you bought with the diamonds and that's 14,000.
I go whisper to Audrey. Should we be concerned about that?
I don't think so.
What are you guys whispering about?
What do you think we're whispering about?
Top card's buying a baby killing.
Oh, I thought because device. She's just. I thought because she just spent 14 grand on shit.
Yeah, like baby killing and love-killing powered devices.
Are you guys still bitching back there?
Yeah, are you going to prank? Who are you going to prank with this?
I haven't decided yet. It's going to come up, though.
Oh, boy.
You should give him to Craggle.
Why? I don't want to hold that shit. Last time I touched something cursed, it kept chasing me around and stabbing me in my sleep.
Here, sir, I don't want to touch them. Just put them in my bag, will you?
Oy.
All right, and he'll just toss it in the bag.
I'm going to put the dowsing rod just on my back. I'm just going to sling it over my back.
We should find a bunch of turtles then, baby turtles.
Keep turtles. Kangor.
There's a pet store on level 3.
Oh, I was going to ask if there was a pet store. I don't want to kill a turtle.
We're not killing anyone. What's wrong with you people?
We're probably going to kill somebody.
Let's go over to Crazy Esther's or whatever.
All right,
Crazy,
we'll stop by the pet store.
Wild Wilma, whatever the shop.
Crazy Esther's, and then we have to go to Marie's, which is the jewelry place.
Yes, and then we need to go to a weaponer.
Do they have a Wild Wilma's here? I haven't been to a Wild Wilma's in a long time.
Oh, yeah, you mean Wild Wilma's, the restaurant?
Yeah, it's a wing place.
Where all
place,
the kids love to go and eat pizza?
Wild Wilma's wings and pizza? Yeah.
Sweet. Sounds
good. Yeah, that one's on the second floor.
Okay, great. Well, Crazy Esther's.
Y'all head off. And inside, you'll see an old orc woman, roughly at about age 70. She's got very grayed hair and heavy, heavy wrinkles. Kind of looks like Grandma Coco.
Oh.
Aww.
How can I help you today?
That very sing-songy voice.
Remember me. Thank you very much. I was cursed a long time ago and decided to keep it.
This is my good hand.
Wait, what are we getting here? What's Crazy Esther's? I don't even remember.
Skull.
Gold skull. Skull.
Oh.
Looking for something about 300 gold.
I have a gold skull that I ripped out of a human a long time ago, but I sell it for 500 gold.
Fine.
Cool.
Was it gold when you pulled it out, or did you
no,
dip it in gold?
But I plated it myself when I made it as a trophy.
Nice.
Cool.
My husband did it for me.
What other crazy weird shit do you have here?
Well, let's see here.
Thank you.
Bitch.
She's got all kinds of charms of like protection from evil and monsters. She's got some anti-aging cream. She's also got a few bagman charms. just like a lot of stuff that looks like she kind of have made herself. It's like a lot of handmade things.
Oh, that's lovely.
I have a question. Do you have anything that could kill, let's say...
A turtle.
A little bit stronger, like a god or like a demigod.
Kangor, what?
You want to kill a god.
Yeah, Gazagos Master.
I slap Kangor.
Didn't want to say the name.
I'm gonna.
You
I'm
should know by
walk
now.
Out. I'm just gonna walk
I
out of the store.
I have just the thing for you.
Oh, great! Thank
I've,
you.
I've walked out of the store. Yeah.
And she'll hobble to the back, and then she'll come back with a large. Like it would be a short sword to craggle, but could be a dagger for Kangor. Mm-hmm. And it's been. It's the spine of a humanoid that's been sharpened into a knife with a gnome skull. On top.
Kangor, don't carry that around with you.
This was known to kill a couple gods when I was an adventurer.
A couple?
It could help you.
Oh, how much?
7,000 gold.
To kill a god is pretty good.
Kangor, I don't know if I want you carrying a gnome skull around with you all the time, man.
But
Craggle, if it kills a god...
But... I'd be willing to sell it to you for half price if you were to do me a favor.
Ooh, quests. What's the quest?
I'm looking for a husband for my daughter, and you seem you'd be perfect for it.
Probably.
Probably.
I'd give it to you as a wedding gift.
Oh.
Wow, free. That's a really good... That's a really good...
I got this.
That's not half off. That's free.
Get married to kill a god, Kangor.
I mean, that's a good. That's pretty good. How do we know it works, though?
I know it works.
Oh, it's good enough for me. Okay.
Okay, then you'll marry my daughter, then.
Sure.
Sure.
Wonderful. Then we'll get married tomorrow.
Oh, so soon. I have to go kill Gazagoth. And Gazagoth's master. So I gotta do that first, and then...
No, marriage first, then you'll get your wedding gift. You gotta eat your vegetables before you get dessert.
That's very true. all right. When's the wedding? Where's the wedding at?
We can have it near the duck pond.
In the shopping mall.
In the mall. Can get married in the mall, can you?
It's pretty romantic.
My friend Bigsby is an officiate.
Oh, that's great. He has a great voice for a wedding speech.
Hmm. Okay. Who's your daughter?
Melissa, come on out.
Oh, she's here.
Come on down.
I'm just... While they're talking, I'm just kind of putting my hand over the protection from evil amulets. I'm just touching them. Does that work? Do they work?
Yeah, your fingers kind of hurt a little bit.
Okay, great. Okay.
Y'all are just going to let this happen.
Yeah.
And out will come a...
No, I don't like it, but I mean, Kangor's life.
I've gone next door, and I'm just buying
the diamonds
bus,
and everything.
So yeah. That's done with. Yeah. That's done with.
A 7.5 foot tall.
Holy shit!
Orc Goliath woman comes out.
Oh my god!
Holy shit, Kangor, she's hot. And,
yeah, she'll just look at you. She goes, "Ooh, so puny."
Yeah.
I know, I'm small.
I
but
could
it's not, it's
you
him.
In my arm. Who are you? No, not you. Who care about you?
Hey! Rude.
I could cradle the orc man in arms all day long.
Oh.
So cute.
That would be
Kangor,
nice.
Why are you living my dream life right now?
We braid each other's hair.
I mean, I'm only doing it for the god.
Yeah, I know. You don't appreciate
dagger.
What you have right in front of you. Oh my god.
But, yeah. Do you want to get married?
You've come for my hand in marriage?
Mm-hmm.
He came for the
you
sword.
Knew it, mother. You said one day a man would come for my love. And yes, he will love me all the time.
Yeah.
Wink.
And we'll stay here and we'll run the shop together as husband and wife. And you can finally die peacefully, mother.
Whoa. She's hanging on for this.
No, she's going to kill her as soon as she takes over the shop.
Okay, so we get married. I get the item. I got one stipulation. I got to go off, save Kregel's parents, first of all. Then go kill Gazagoth's
No adventuring. You be here. I protect you all time. You don't have to worry about any more fighting.
You want to come? You want to kill a god with me?
No, I want to run the shop. This is our shop. I'm going to school for business.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt that. That sounds important.
You should. It's not important. You shouldn't go to school for business.
What are you talking about?
Hey, you shut up, gnome.
Hey, I have a name, and it's Craggle.
Craggle.
I make Craggle knife soon. Me and new husband talk. You quiet.
Craggle, this is my fiance, okay? So please, you don't want to yell at her.
Listen, she's off to a bad start already.
Okay.
If you're marrying her, you don't get to come save my parents with me.
What? Craggle, we've been planning to do that for so long.
Well, then you think about who you choose.
Oh, it's like a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, do you choose love like mine, or do you choose stinky gnome?
Stinky gnome. I'm going to go and hit on her chin with my hand.
No. Okay. I got to think about this. This is a very important decision. I'll come back later, okay?
Okay, lover. I see you soon.
Okay.
What was that? Was that she, like, grabbed his hand?
Yeah, she kind of does that hand, like, playfully.
All right. Bye.
As you're leaving, you can hear both of them talking about baby names now.
Holy moly.
Oh, people move fast around here, huh?
I mean, they're wheeling and dealing.
I got the dust. Don't worry about it.
Oh, great.
There's good news and bad news.
No, it's all good news.
We have news?
Actually, no. You know what? It's bad news for me.
The good news is I can get a dagger that can kill Gazagoth's master.
I hit him.
From the shop. Ow. For the shop. Bad news is, in order to get it without paying 7,000 gold, I gotta marry this pretty attractive woman
but then not go adventuring anymore. And Craigle doesn't want me to do it.
She was extraordinarily rude.
So hot, though.
And maybe racist.
Definitely racist, but incredibly hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already got a future, you know? She's got money. Mm,
she's in school for business.
She has a shop.
She has a store. Yeah.
That degree's not going to do much for her, I'll tell you that much.
Craigle, stop being so... Don't put down her dream, you know? She's trying.
She put me down. She put me, my person, down.
I know.
And you didn't stand up for me then, did you?
She's my fiance. What am I supposed to do?
Well, she's a bonehead.
Whoa. Okay.
A sexy, sexy Audrey, bonehead.
I stand by it.
I'm at a conflict of crossroads here.
I think it's not that urgent of a decision, I don't think. But
what do you think I should do?
You can't just pay the 7,000?
We don't have it on us currently.
I'm pretty sure we have 7,000.
Not on us. We have to go to the bank.
Oh yeah, I don't have to get married. I could just buy the item. Problem solved. You're so smart.
Yeah, and there is a bank in the mall.
Oh,
classic mall.
I don't have to get married.
I mean, yeah, but one, she's really, really hot, and two, that is really cutting into the money that What's Her Face gave us. Oh, but she gave us 20,000, actually, didn't she?
She did.
Oh, I've been... We still have to get it, but I forgot. I thought that we...
Perfect. Were we should buy this item, right? Otro, it could help you with your mission.
With my mission?
Yeah.
Can we go get weapons, please?
Yeah.
I thought of something would like also, but...
Would you like to go to a regular weapon shop, or would you like to go to one that's specifically for crossbows and longbows and so forth?
What's it called?
It's called the Hawthorns.
I thought it was going to be something good.
Yeah, fuck your shop name, Hawthorns, Evan.
Well, I want to see if they have a better buckler, too, so let's just go to the regular one. Kingor, can I talk to you?
Yeah, okay.
First of all, you were just gonna marry some rando in return for a god-killing knife?
If it can achieve my life's mission of killing you-know-who, you guys are gone, then...
I slap him.
Come on. Then, yeah, I'd do anything.
Okay, and why do you think that I need it?
Oh, when you top to Punkaboo, although...
You heard that?
You weren't really that quiet. I'm sorry to tell you. Sorry to butt in here.
This is a private conversation.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm over here. Look at that.
Yeah. You were kind of in the middle of the wedding, and you were shouting that how you were going to take
stop,
over.
Stop. Stop it.
Oh. Okay.
It's not true.
Oh. It's not?
No.
Okay.
I was saying something to get Punkaboo on my side.
That makes sense. That's pretty tricky.
She doesn't like the Cat Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what is your goal with the Cat Lord?
To be his favorite acolyte. To gain power and love in his eyes.
That's what you asked if it would succeed, that percentage, while we're in the brains? You're like, I hope this succeeds, and it's like 70%. And that was what that was about.
It was about the Cat Lord, yes.
Being the favorite? I think you already are.
It was about my relationship with the Cat Lord, yes.
Mm. Okay. I just want to help you if I can.
You really thought that I was going to kill the Cat Lord?
I didn't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me know if I can help with your... relationship. I can put in a good word in with Eldath, and maybe Eldath, you know, is at a party with gods or something, and then she can.
You know what you can do for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not get married to a random person for a magical item.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do that. We can afford it.
Okay. If we just want to buy it, that's great.
Okay, great. Are we at the shop?
Yeah, you're at Dueling Bucklers.
Nice.
And inside, there's quite a few people. A lot of people are going through. There are a lot of their weapons are on sale right now. They're in a closeout at the moment.
Hell yeah.
And you can see the head of the shop, a female human, and she's just ringing up purchases. What is it you want to try to find?
I would like to see if they have any plus bucklers and any plus crossbows. Just because I need melee range. I mean, range that's not magic.
Hey, maybe I could upgrade my buckler too.
Yeah.
I'm just piggybacking on everyone's stuff.
That's fine. Hey, you don't know what you need until you're there.
Oh, okay. Mithril.
What?
Mithril half plate. I wanted Mithril half plate. That's I remember now.
We're standing in the store. Big Gang were just shouts. I have Mithril!
Like you came to from a bad dream.
I just remembered I wanted that really bad so I could have +1 AC but not have disadvantage on stealthing.
What do we got here? What's on sale?
Okay, so I've got a +1 buckler for 500 gold.
Holy shit. I will take that.
And I've got a crossbow of +2 for 3,000.
Can I have $3,000, please?
Do you have a +2 buckler?
No.
All right.
We only have +1 bucklers at this moment.
Well, no deal.
Oh, you don't want the +1 buckler?
I already have that.
Oh, okay.
And I do have a Mithril breastplate.
Oh.
For 10,000 gold.
Jiminy Christmas.
Holy That's moly. Pretty much all of our money.
That's a lot of gold. I mean, it's just +1 to my AC, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and if you buy that, we won't have enough to buy your sword or dagger or whatever.
Oh, that's more important. So.
And I want to see if they could soup up Carmichael at the bow shop, too.
Kangor, one of these days we're going to get you your Mithril. I promise.
One day. Not today.
That's like your secondary plot. It's like kill Gazagoth. Find Mithril.
Get a Mithril armor.
One day, yes. Not today. One day.
So you buy your items, and you head back over to Hawthorne's, where you can see that it's a very well-made-up hunting shop.
Whoa.
Classical music is pumping through, and it seems like it's a very nice, expensive place.
Oh. Okay.
And you'll be greeted by a dwarf. Greetings, welcome to Hawthorne's. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm Craggle. Are you Hawthorne?
Correct. Nice to meet you, Craggle.
The guy. He's the guy.
Hawthorne.
I got a question. I got this here short bow. It's named Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
After one of our best friends we've ever met, all four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, could you soup it up in any way? Make it hurt a little more? To honor his memory.
Yeah, I could. I could definitely go ahead and imbue it with some magic or something. Did you have anything in mind?
What do y'all think? What would Carmichael want?
Yeah.
Fire aspect? Well, you have Fraggle Rock already.
I could give it the ability to light your arrowheads on fire for a mere 2,000 gold.
Yeah, I have a workaround for doing that already.
I could make it for the ability to fire off bolts of pure energy for about 7,000.
That sounds badass. Do we have enough money for that?
Not for that at Kangor's sword.
What if I put in a little bit? How much do we need for me to contribute?
3,000.
Oh! It's worth it for Carmichael. I'll only have 39 gold left, but I can do it.
All right.
What does the pure energy do, though?
It adds an additional dice for damage, and it does holy damage.
Radiant damage, great.
Radiant damage. So it would double if it did radiant, if you hit something that was against radiant.
Okay.
And you don't have to buy bolts anymore. That's good.
Is that right?
Yeah, it creates its own.
Oh, can I sell you whatever arrows I already have?
I'd have to look at them first, sir.
I have 100.
Let me take a look.
I shake them all out on the floor, like coins out of a bank.
Oh, well, sir, that's just me. Now I have to clean it all up.
I'll help clean them up. You're right. I was playing pick up sticks.
I could buy them off you for 100 gold.
For all of them or a piece?
All of them, a gold apiece.
Oh.
That's okay. A good deal. Yeah, that's a good deal.
There's 102 of them, so.
Can I sell him my old crossbow?
Sure. He'll buy that at 200 gold.
Oh, do you have any magic javelins? Because that's my only range thing, and I want a magic one.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any javelins.
You have a callback javelin, don't you? No, that's never mind. That's me.
I do have cool. Some magical arrows and magical bolts.
Anything I could throw with my strength modifier.
I've got some darts.
Magic darts?
Yeah. I can sell you 10 for 1,000.
What are they
doing? They deal necrotic damage.
Don't have that money.
Scary.
Well, here's 300 back.
Is one 100?
Yes.
How much damage does it do?
2d8 necrotic.
Ooh. Can I buy like 3 necrotic darts? It's like 300.
Oh, are you taking the 300 I just sold here? Okay.
Yeah. I'll hand it to you. All right. Give me 3 necrotic darts.
Okay, he'll hand them up to you. He's like, come back in an hour and we'll be able to get this all settled up.
Minus the 7,000 that we need for Kraggle's Kangor's dagger, how much money do we have left?
None. That's it. We'll have the 10,000 from Scarlet that we need to use for Vega things specifically.
Correct. I'm going to run back over to the other shop and sell my mace.
You know, I'm not being fair. We'll have 28 gold left.
No, I think we have everything.
Well, that's all we got the money for. We got to go back and buy the sword. We've got to break your fiance's heart, Kangor, and buy the sword.
Okay.
All right, you'll head back to Crazy Esther's, and she'll go, "Oh, wonderful, we have our son-in-law back. Are we ready to get married?"
Someone else tell her.
No.
No, rude lady, we're buying the fucking thing, and you can go wait upstairs for whoever the hell else wants to come get free shit and marry you and live in a shop forever.
And she'll just start crying tears.
Good. Take it out of here. Go away.
That's a little rude, Kraggle.
She was very rude to me.
Sorry. You're really nice to me.
That's when Melissa, your fiance, will come through the door, and she'll also have giant tears, and she'll go, curse you, Kangor.
What?
You have broken my heart, and I will seek vengeance one day.
This always happens.
Seek vengeance one
Listen,
day.
Listen, are you into women?
Well, he's pretty much impossible to kill. Good luck.
And Melissa will just throw the dagger at you. Get out. Get out.
Okay. Is there any bonuses to this skull dagger?
We should probably get out.
give me an arcana check.
4.
Yes, you feel the presence of death.
Kangor, we'll look at it later. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Okay. Sorry. Man, I'm really not good with romance.
Seriously, if you're into cats, I'll be back in like, I don't know, 6 months. I'm just saying. Bye.
Man, I always break hearts.
You are a heartbreaker, Kangor.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, and before you leave, you will stop back at Hawthorne's and you will pick up Carmichael. You will see that Carmichael has been polished,
wow.
And it now has a golden inlay over the top of it from the brown shortbow that you have. And you can see Carmichael is now beautifully carved along the side.
Wow, look! It's everything he ever wanted!
He's looking down right now.
It glows!
He's so happy.
Wow. Man, this reminds me of that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember.
Missed that guy.
Well, you've all finished shopping. Now what would you like to do?
Get dinner at Wild Wilma's.
And I guess I'm heading to the mirror, right?
Did you want to see the one-armed bandit before we go?
Do we have to... What time of day is it?
It's starting to become nighttime.
Yeah, do we just want to get a room somewhere and go in the morning fresh?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time shopping. I'm pretty emotionally exhausted, too, from almost getting married and then being cursed.
It's not a real curse. It's not going to do shit to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You'll all go and get an inn room for the night.
And can I talk to Oddthrill?
Yeah, we'll leave. Yeah.
No.
No.
All
right. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Oddthrill.
Hi, Gengor.
Yeah. Sorry about today. It was kind of weird. Thank you for telling me I don't have to get married to get the item and getting it for me.
Listen, Gengor, we will always do everything that we can to help you. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to throw your life away for a mission or to help me. And also, if you're gonna get married, you should probably know the person first.
Hmm. Yeah, like you or something.
Like me or something.
Yeah. You should
probably be friends with them first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But I'm glad that you listened. Thank you.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Do you remember when you said, you know, I loved you, or, you know, back in, like, episode one?
Of this season?
Yeah, of this season.
Yeah, I do.
Was that, like, past tense on purpose?
It's... complicated. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
I really don't know. It's just all this stuff has been getting me thinking about, you know, stuff like that, I guess. I was just wondering.
I think I still love you.
Really?
Yeah. And that's all it has to be.
Okay. I guess I love you too. And that's all it has to be. All right, good night.
Good night. Are we getting pizza?
Yeah, let's get pizza.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.